my God, are you okay? Did you seriously fall all the way from the top of that cliff? You're lucky I was out hiking. If it wasn't for me, it would be ages before anyone found you all the way out here. Don't move. You look really messed up. I know some first aid. Just let me take a look at you, okay? No. Stay awake for me. I'll just shift you a bit so you're lying flat. Let's see. Lots of scrapes, some pretty bad, but no major bleeding, so that's good. Let me just feel for any broken bones. Hey, no, you've got to stay conscious. Tell me if you feel any sharp pain. Oh my God. Your dick is so hard. That's really, really bad. I'm pretty sure that's a sign of spinal damage. The rest of the assessment is gonna have to wait. We have to do something about this right now. We're going to check your sensory perception from top to bottom. Just let me know if you can feel as I touch you, all right? Starting with your hair and onto your cheek to your neck. All good? Okay, the next is your chest. Sorry. That was a little strange, wasn't it? Sorry, I'm just gonna continue down your abs, then your hips, and... Shh, don't try to stop me. I know it's strange to have some woman you barely know see you like this, but it's okay. I'm going to take care of you. Just lay back and keep still. Can you feel that? When I touch your cock? That's good. How about if I start stroking it? Good. The thing is that it's really important to take care of this as soon as possible. So I'm just gonna keep stroking you for a while, okay? Hey, keep your hands away. I told you to keep still. I can handle this, trust me. Maybe it's inappropriate to say, but you actually have a really nice cock. And it's all mine. I'm just adjusting my shorts. Just give me a second. Oh, fuck. Sorry, I got distracted. If we're going to do this, I think I better put you in my mouth. Baby, you're mumbling. Remember, you need to stay awake for me. Can you say that again, please? Just focus on me. Well, yeah, of course you have a girlfriend. You're a really good-looking guy. What does that have to do with anything? I'm just trying to make sure you're okay. Ugh, if you can't keep your hands still, how about this? I'll scoot over a bit and put your hand on my chest, and you can feel my tits while I'm taking care of this. This isn't working. I'm gonna have to take my bottoms off too. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, I'm so fucking wet. No, I didn't say anything. Hey! Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Just a little while longer, I promise. If you just let me get through this last part, I can go get help, and it'll all be okay. Just let me climb on top of you. Oh no, it's fine. I don't mind getting blood on me. Whatever it takes to help you out, it's not a big deal. It's not even that much. Look, I'm starting to get a little offended here. Not every girl would go through this much effort to help a stranger out like this. I let you feel my tits, so why don't you just keep quiet and let me help you? Before I put it in, I'm just gonna rub it against my pussy, just like this. Oh, fuck. Just grind it against my clit. God, it feels so good. Shh, baby, it's gonna be okay. I know it must hurt to have me on top of you, but it's just for a bit. I'll get off as soon as you come. Oh, fuck. That's so good. When I saw you this morning, I thought you might just be some tourist, the kind that would never go out for more than a quick walk. I was afraid you were the type who wouldn't go out too far, where we could be alone together, but you did. It's so much better than I imagined. I never thought I'd be able to feel this cock inside of me. There was a point where the trail was about to split, and you took a seat. I just got so turned on and frustrated because it looked like you were going to take the path back to the parking area. I couldn't take it. I actually crouched down behind a tree and masturbated thinking about you railing me under the trees. But it turned out you just wanted to adjust something in your bag, and I had to pull my pants up before you saw what I was doing. Do you remember? That was me behind the tree. I pretended that I was just looking at some mushrooms growing nearby. And you told me to be careful, because there's a lot of poisonous mushrooms that grow out here. Oh, you're such a sweet man. I almost felt bad. Bad about what? Oh, I said glad. I was just glad such a sweet, caring man was looking out for me. You didn't need to, though. I know a lot about poisonous plants. Trust me, I would never pick something dangerous unless it was exactly what I wanted. Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry, baby. Was that too rough? I thought that was what you wanted. The feeling of this ass slamming down. So I get every fucking inch of that cock inside my wet pussy. Shh. How about some kisses to make it feel better? Oh, I can taste blood. Just a little, though. I think you may have bit your lip when you fell. You'll be okay. Well, your face will be anyway. Oh, I'm so glad. I wouldn't want to ruin a face like this. That would be so sad. Excuse me? Who the fuck is Andrea? Stop mumbling. I can't understand you when you talk like that. Oh, that must be your little girlfriend. Well, who cares about her? Stop trying to make me jealous. Andrea isn't here. It's just you and me, all alone in the forest. Besides, Andrea wouldn't do this for you, would she? If she was here, she'd probably just scream in panic. She wouldn't realize what a perfect opportunity this was. What do you mean? If you got to choose how you were going to die, wouldn't it be after getting your dick rubbed, sucked, and fucked by someone like me? Huh? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry. You're not gonna die. Of course you aren't. I swear, as soon as you come inside me, I'll get off and go get help. It's just too dangerous if I leave you with this rock-hard cock. Yeah, of course you're going to come inside me. We really have to take care of this erection as soon as possible. Ugh, look, fine. If you'll stop groaning, you can pretend I'm Andrea. Just as long as you remember it's really me who's taking such good care of you. Here, let me just... There. You can't see my face now, so it's just like you're fucking her instead of me. So it's fine, right? Oh my god, that's so much better. I should have tried this angle earlier. Doesn't this feel so much better for you? That's what's important, right? We need to get this cum out so I can go and get help. You're still with me, right? Not falling asleep? You know, maybe it doesn't have to end like this. I know it looks rough, but you could still make it. I can get us a cabin out in the woods. I could sneak you in and take care of you. And I can come visit whenever I want to get fucked by this cock. I'm not exactly a doctor. I don't really think you'll be walking again after this, even if you do make it. So you could never, ever leave without me. Nobody would know what happened to you. Not even Andrea. Wouldn't you like that? No more responsibilities. Nobody demanding things from you. Just living out the rest of your days in a nice cabin in the woods, getting to fuck me every time I visit. Well, I guess it would never work. You really do need to see a doctor. And they'd never let me take you. And that fucking Andrea. She'd be all over you, I'm sure, touching this beautiful body. If you died, she'd never get the chance. This cock would be mine forever. I'd be the last woman to ever ride it. I guess we'll just have to see what happens. Oh, you're getting close too, right? Because I am. I know your eyes might be a little hazy, but just focus on that ass bouncing up and down on your cock. Feel your dick plunging in and out of me again and again. Oh, it's nearly time. I can feel it. No, of course I'm not gonna get off. I told you I want it inside of me. Come on, don't I deserve it? After everything I've done for you? Just relax. Just... oh my fucking god, I can feel it. Oh god, that's so good. Just let it happen. It'll be okay. Oh fuck, oh my god, yes. Okay, sorry, I'll get off now. Just let me clean you up. Can't have anyone realizing what you were just up to if they found you, right? Oh, you can fall asleep now if you want. Right, yeah, I said I was gonna go get help after you came. Of course I am. I wouldn't just leave you out here to die. I'll go find someone to help right now. Tell them that someone pushed you. There's no way that could have happened. You and I are the only people around. You just slipped is all. Bye.